Good morning. A weak disturbance still passing through the region is producing a fair amount of clouds through parts of interior New York and New England. And as a result, temperatures not quite as cold this morning as recent mornings. Still, though, down near freezing or slightly below across a large part of the area. Those clouds will mix with sunshine today as high pressure continues to dominate the weather, keeping it dry on this big travel day before the Thanksgiving holiday. And readings will push into the middle and upper 40s once again, and even touching 50 degrees in some spots by the middle of the afternoon. High pressure will build in behind that disturbance again tonight, clearing the clouds out, and skies will be mostly clear overnight with readings back into the middle and upper 20s. For tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, lots of sunshine. We'll call it pleasantly cool but comfortable for this time of year. A Thanksgiving Day high right around 50 degrees. On Friday, we'll continue with the milder air with highs around 50, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds as we go through the day with a front approaching from the Great Lakes. There is the chance of rain showers with this front, but probably after dark in just about all locations. The showers will continue overnight with leftover rain and snow showers on Saturday. Behind the front, the wind will flip around and become gusty for the day on Saturday, driving temperatures down. So with mostly cloudy skies and a few rain and snow showers, highs will only be in the lower 40s. We'll dry it out with sunshine on Sunday, mixed with clouds at times, but downright cold with highs staying in the 30s. That high pressure will allow us to rebound back up to 40 with mostly sunny skies on Monday before the next system heads our way from the south with a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, there will be one last day of widespread rain and mountain snow for the northwest as the final storm in this series moves through. Additional rainfall should be an inch or less, and additional snowfall of about 4 to 8 inches is possible. Winter weather advisories are still out for the Cascades, parts of the Sierra, the Northern Rockies, and the Northern Plains of North Dakota. High wind watches and warnings are also out for parts of the Northern Plains as the western storms move into the mid part of the country. Winds at times could gust over 60 miles per hour. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Batman, Turkey at 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time last Thursday. The last report of hail was at Shonai, Japan at 12:07 a.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility, mostly cloudy skies and 30 degrees with a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 33 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 27, 92% relative humidity, no wind, and the barometer at 30.22 inches, and it is currently rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Killeen, Texas, to a low of 7 at Center, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower to mid-50s, Boston mostly cloudy near 50, and in Buffalo sunny skies with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 45 degrees, the low 23, the average temperature 34, that's 4 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 83 hundredths, which is 1.36 inches below normal for November, and 32.90 for the year, which is 2.42 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 31 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 508, that's 36 above normal, and 994 for the season, which is 123 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 46 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 70, set in 1931, and the record low, 7, in 1879. Sunrise this morning, 6:55 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:27 p.m., 9 hours and 32 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and chilly today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs right around 50. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny today with highs in the upper 40s to around 50. Clearing out tonight with lows in the mid-20s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, pleasantly cool on Thanksgiving, lower 50s. Right around 50 on Friday, sunshine though giving way to increasing clouds with showers moving in after dark. Rain showers and some snow showers on Saturday, blustery and turning colder with mostly cloudy skies in the lower 40s. Sunshine giving way to a mix of sun and clouds, cold on Sunday in the 30s. On Monday, mostly sunny near 40, and a chance of rain and snow on Tuesday. If you're off, have a great holiday weekend. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.